You are outside. It's a beautiful summer day. Blue sky. Everything relaxed just right. You feel great. Your cell phone rings. You answer. The caller tells you, look up in the sky. Your eyes go up, and there, written across that blue summer sky, are the words, you've won the lottery. You look up at the blue sky and you yell, really? Just as your eyes go up, so does the rising tone. Again, please make a fist. This time, release your index finger and point it straight up to the blue sky. Your finger is now blue. We shall associate this blue index finger pointing up to the blue sky with the rising tone. We can superimpose this tone on any word, just like we did with the green thumb tone. And by superimposing it, we instantly change the meaning of the word just by changing the tone. Pretty neat, huh? We can do this with any of the four tones. Really? One? I ordered two, and you're bringing me one? Just as the sound rises, so does your blue finger. You can move your blue finger up a little or a lot. It's entirely up to you. So how would you say, one, I order two. One.
One, I order two. One.
How would you say, one, I order two. One.
One, I ordered two. One.
How would you use the blue finger rising tone with dog?
Dog?
How would you use it with house?
House?
How would you use it with car?
Car?
If we can do this in English, certainly we can do it with other words. The Chinese word for person is
人, blue finger up, 人.
Really? One? I ordered two, and you're bringing me one. How would you say person in Chinese?
人.
Point your blue finger up. A rising tone, you go up into the wild blue yonder, the blue sky. How would you say middle, using your green thumb?
中, 中.
How would you say person or man, pointing your blue finger up?
人,
人.